Geeks of the world, unite! Break the chains with which the capitalists and their governments have bound us to maintain their conception of order and to keep as wage slaves, bound by their copyrights and digital rights management. By their wish to control and commodify knowledge and information. Knowledge is priceless. Information yearns to be free. It is time for us to join the struggle of our brothers and sisters around the world and lend our expertise to build the systems and machines to use those chains against them. It is time to break their DRM. A tactical guide. Those governments, these enforcers, doing the bidding of the capitalists who have bought and paid for them in the interest of enhanced shareholder value, have the power of the state and all the resources behind that. They have the ability to marshal numerous military and paramilitary mercenary forces against us. But we are smarter. We have our brains and will, and that is stronger than any state could ever be. And we have the ability to use computers and electronics in ways that have never imagined. We can use this to our advantage. The primary objective of any guerrilla action is to live to fight another day. That means not getting caught and not getting arrested. Not being tagged by whatever terminology governments use to describe people they wish to marginalize out of fear. Whether it be dissident, disorderly person or hacker. But resistance demands confrontation and confrontation against superior numbers, the state, police, intelligence services, etc., while noble, is ultimately futile in that it is directly opposed to the primary objective. However, with the technological advances of the last few years, it is possible to cheaply build modular robots and robotic devices that can be used to create surrogate resistance. Throw together a webcam, wireless LAN, old laptop, some minimal electronics and a couple of motors found in the garbage, and you have a mobile remote controlled machine that can be used to attack or defend an action without anyone being in danger of being caught or hurt. Add some cans of spray paint and solenoids or a battery powered chainsaw, and it becomes an offensive machine to attack a police line. Or, on a micro level, cheap motion detectors or common switches wired to solenoids or motors can be used to set up booby traps that go off when the police storm the location. Either spray cans, air horns, pepper spray or some sort of catapulting device to throw any number of items can be used. Imagine their surprise when they finally storm the location and realize they've been fighting against machines and not people. Machines cannot be arrested. Mess with their heads. Give them something to think about so that they waste a lot of time preparing for the unexpected. Let us be the first to break the three laws of robotics. Implicit in this is that any device used will be lost for the primary objective. Which means that any device built must be expendable and inexpensive. But practically anything in the garbage that has wires sticking out of it can be used effectively. It is time, and we have the ability. We have the networks. We have the knowledge. We have the parts. The technology is ours. Let us build the robot army, the man the barricades. We will build them from the refuse of the consumer society. References. Isaac Asimov's Three Laws of Robotics. 1. A robot may not injure a human being, or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. 2. A robot must obey orders given it by human beings, except where such orders conflict with the first law. 3. A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law.